ABC Radio Australia.
China has become embroiled in a foreign interference controversy in Solomon Islands after allegedly forcing a newly appointed minister to quit an international group pushing back against Beijing's global influence. Over the weekend, Solomon Islands' new rural development minister, Daniel Wanearoa, said he'd quit the Inter-Parliamentary Alliance on China in order to maintain the unity of the government. But some of Solomon Islands' MPs and civil society groups have accused Beijing of meddling in domestic politics and suggested Beijing threatened to withdraw funding for development programs in the Pacific nation. China's embassy in Honiara has forcefully denied it's engaged in foreign interference. Foreign Affairs reporter Stephen Jedgetts joins us now with the latest. Good morning, Dizzy. How are you?
Good morning.
Now, Stephen, what has sparked this controversy exactly?
Well, this controversy first broke really into public view on Saturday when the press in Solomon Islands published a statement from Transparency Solomon Islands, which is a pretty well-known civil society group in Solomon Islands. Now, in that statement, Transparency Solomon Islands essentially accused China of meddling in the domestic politics of Solomon Islands. In the statement, they said that, in particular, China had been trying to place pressure on the new Minister for Rural Development, Daniel Wanearoa, over his membership of a group which is called the Inter-Parliamentary Alliance on China. Now, this is basically an international gathering of parliamentarians from around the world who share skepticism about China, who are worried about China's growing global influence and who want to work together to push back against that. Now, obviously, this is a very sensitive topic for China. It's been very hostile towards this group. It reportedly last year pressured a number of developing nations not to send MPs to a global conference in Taiwan, a gathering of this group. And according to Transparency Solomon Islands, China's embassy in Honiara had both requested a meeting with the new rural development minister over his membership of this group and laid down, as they put it, quote, conditions to the minister over his membership of that group if he wanted to continue to work with them on rural development. So the implication seemed to be that, according to Transparency Solomon Islands, that China had essentially threatened to pull funding for development programs if he didn't take action or withdraw from this group. Now, that obviously drew an angry response from the Chinese embassy. It denied any foreign interference. It didn't address any of the actual specific allegations. It didn't say that it had or hadn't sought a meeting with the new Minister for Rural Development. But it did say that any allegations of, quote, foreign interference were baseless. And then the final development came later on Sunday when the minister himself put out a statement through the Prime Minister's press department or the government press department acknowledging the value of his experience with IBAC, but saying that he'd decided to withdraw from the group in the interests of national unity and ensuring a consistent stance. So that's where it stands at the moment. Unsurprisingly, IPAC has responded furiously, accusing China of neo-colonialism and bullying behaviour, saying it's a shocking infringement of Solomon Islands' sovereignty. There hasn't been a huge amount of political reaction yet in Solomon Islands, but obviously this is being tracked internationally as well, with quite a few people who watch China's influence in the Pacific more broadly, tracking very closely how this story develops.
And has there been any comment from Australia on the story?
No comment from Australia yet, no. Australia, unsurprisingly, is also watching this pretty closely. As you well know, Australia is pretty anxious about China's influence in Solomon Islands, and there is a constant subterranean, sometimes arm wrestle between China and Australia for influence in Solomon Islands. We've seen that most recently with Australia's push to try and get essentially a new policing memorandum of understanding signed with Honiara, which is linked to its push to hand about $200 million to Solomon Islands to help really massively expand its police force. That is seen as an attempt to not just help Solomon Islands, but also to box out China, to try and embed Australia as the main security partner for Solomon Islands. But China, unsurprisingly, sees it in a very hostile way and has been working behind the scenes to register its concerns with Solomon Islands. Now, I think in some ways this is also part of the story here, in the sense that China is perhaps feeling like it's a little bit on the back foot at the moment in Solomon Islands with Jeremiah Manele. Not that Mr. Manele is in any way hostile to China. After all, it's very plausible that he insisted the new Minister for Rural Development make this decision in order to avoid infuriating China. But obviously, Australia has made a bit of progress recently on this front, and China is obviously now redoubling its efforts, not just to reinforce its ties as a development partner, but also to reinforce its influence more broadly as well.